at the Underground Collision in Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Zappos headquarters. Shauna Richardson, how are you?
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
You, too. Happy Saturday.
Yeah, it is a Saturday, but a fine Saturday in Las Vegas. Sure. And we're all gathered here for the Underground Collision. Well, right here. There's a little sign right there we got going. There you go. Right there. Shout out. Hey, you're going to be in one of the... Are you moderating? You're moderating the realities of cannabis and lending disruption. So tell us what's going to happen.
Cannabis, cash, and autos. And so those are very disparate, you know, subject matter areas. Yeah. But the key theme is disruption, right? And cannabis has the opportunity, along with cash deposits for credit unions, to, you know, give credit unions a different business model altogether.
Right.
We're watching not the decline of auto lending, but the diversification. And so we wanted to pair these two subject matters together, as awkward as they might be, to talk about disruption.
Well, I don't think they're awkward.
Okay.
They're reality.
All right.
It's reality these days, right?
Yeah. You know, the hard part, I think, for credit unions with cannabis is still like the federal and the state laws being, still being at odds.
Right, right.
But then it gets down to, as I was researching this, credit unions want to do, want to provide members what they're looking for. And so a number of credit unions, there are 130 credit unions that are now doing or providing banking services to cannabis businesses. There are 450 banks. So it's like, does the industry get ahead of this before big banking gets into it? And that's what we want to explore in today's session.
Yeah, we just got back from the Northwest Credit Union Association's MAX conference, and that was a big topic up there because of the laws going on up there. So.
Right. And our panelists are great. We've got Beth Carr from Santa Cruz, and she's had not a cannabis charter, but her first cannabis business account opened in 1996. She has 28 on the books now, and she's got 100 in waiting. You know, but it's a difficult thing for her. She said it's very costly. They have to process all of the cash, all the operational logistics, and it's time. Can you edit out this part?
I can edit that part out.
Yeah. It is costly and it's very manual. And so I said, where do you see the business in 10 years from now? And she said, you know, honestly, Sean, I think we'll do pretty well. But I think by that point, big banks will come in with a protocol and, you know, cost efficiencies and kind of wipe out the little guys. So it's like, do we get in now? What's the window of opportunity for credit unions and community banks? Because at this point, the big banks are not touching it.
So even if you're first to market, that may not matter when the big banks come in, which is unfortunate. Because usually when you're first to market, it gives you a big head start on folks.
So it'll be interesting today, too, to talk about, especially with Katrina Skinner from Safe Harbor. Mm-hmm. She'll talk about margins in this business. She'll also talk about the opportunity cost of getting in now versus 5 years down the road.
How about cars? Because I mean, I always heard, obviously, lending is going to be changing because of autonomous vehicles coming through, and there's all sorts of really crazy things.
Services, autos as a SaaS service, kind of. Like, my mom is 80 years old, and she lives in Chandler, Arizona, where they're test marketing a lot of these ride sharing for elderly, and it's kind of mind-boggling. She's like, why do I own a car any longer? It's like, Mom, how often do you go, like, do you need a car? She's like, well, twice a week I go to the grocery store, I go, you know, out to lunch with my friends. And so I think, you know, it's not just the diversification of like how we use autos. I, you know, personally haven't rented a car in a year and a half, right?
I'll give me neither.
Uber or Lyft. But it's these interesting nuances for, like, you know, folks in an older age bracket that just don't need the expense of a car payment or insurance that are in, you know, certain communities. So I think Brian Hamilton from CE Direct is he's going to also give us a fascinating component of this whole disruption conversation we've got going on.
Yeah, what about cash? What's disrupting about cash these days?
Cash is, again, Katrina Skinner from
Safe Harbor
is going to talk a lot about this, and Beth Carr can as well. I mean, to the degree that credit unions are taking cash on deposit for cannabis businesses, in and of itself is a conundrum, right? One, it's really dirty, and so they have to have the facilities to take the cash in. Further, as I talked with Beth and Katrina, they both said, you know, the state versus federal regulations kind of put communities at risk, right? If states have voted for this and consumers and members really want it, then facilities that have hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars in cash that they're having to, you know, transport via, you know, whatever means they've got, kind of puts communities at risk. So Katrina will shine some light on that as well.
Very cool. Yeah. And so what do you hope the audience gains from this? Very disruptive session?
I think, you know, it's supposed to be super fast-paced and vigorous. We want to move people off center a bit. We're not supposed to solve all the problems right now, but let's talk about it. Have some fun with it.
Indeed.
That's it. Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
Okay.
All right, Shauna, thank you so much. Well done.
Right.
There she is, Shauna Richardson. Sirtech, go check them out.